You're listening to Speak Up and Stay Alive, Patient Safety Radio, and I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, the voice for patient safety. Each week, we bring you a guest who has the background and expertise to keep you safe during every healthcare or hospital encounter. And I've said it before, the best way to survive a hospital stay is to stay out of the hospital. And we can try to do that by eating non-genetically modified foods, staying away from the damaging effects of wireless technology, meaning prudent use of cell phones, adapting our sleeping areas to maximize safe and restful sleep, and bottom line, taking the time to pay attention and appreciate ourselves. But how do we do that? How do we take center stage? Well, today I have a special guest whose radio show, Empowering Women, Transforming Lives, appears on our very own Speak Up Talk Radio network, speakuptalkradio.com. And you don't have to be a woman to gain insight from this dynamic lady. She is Rebecca Hall-Greuter, owner of Your Purpose-Driven Practice, creator of the Women's Empowerment Series events and TV show, The Speaker Talent Search, and Rebecca's Money Summit. Rebecca, who is the network director for Voice America's Women's Channel in both radio and TV, is an in-demand speaker, expert money coach, and a frequent guest expert on success panels, telesummits, TV, and radio shows. As the CEO of RHG Media Productions, Rebecca launched the international TV channel called Empowered Connections TV, which was recently rated the number one channel on Voice America, bringing transformational TV shows and programming to the world. She's excited to be launching her new TV network, Empowered Connections Network, in January of 2017. Her books include Succeeding Against All Odds, You Are Whole, Perfect, and Complete, Catch Your Star, Becoming Outrageously Successful, A Woman's Guide to Finding Her Purpose, Fueling Her Passion, and Unlocking Her Prosperity, and recently published Discover Your Destiny, Live Your Dream, and Love Your Life. To be released in 2016, Come Out of Hiding and Shine, Success Secrets for Today's Feminine Entrepreneur, Warrior Woman and Women on a Mission, plus the long-awaited Stories of My Grandmother's Legacy from a Granddaughter's Heart. Rebecca is a popular talk radio show host, empowerment leader, and international best-selling author who is helping you impact the world powerfully. And I'm just thrilled to share her with you. So welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Thank you so much, Pat. I'm honored to be here and looking forward to our conversation.
I am too. Thank you. Well, today we're going to continue to speak up as we always do around here, especially when it comes to our health and patient safety. But good health begins right where we are with us. And often we just don't realize that. Or if we do, sometimes we just don't know how to take center stage in our own lives. Or we think, oh, I'll pay attention to this tomorrow because I have to go to work or drive the kids or go to the bank or the grocery store. So today I want to concentrate on each and every one of us listening to the program. And so, Rebecca, you are the expert on this. So why is it so important that we speak up and take center stage of our life?
It is so important because if we don't purposely, deliberately put ourselves into center stage, if we don't take the time, the moment to speak up, when it matters, that moment's gone. And it's so easy for us to put ourselves at the end of a to-do list. I'll eventually get to that. Someday I'll do that. And then we find someday never really happens. Mm-hmm. And so I believe it's critical that we start each day looking at what am I saying yes to? What am I saying no to? How can I purposely put myself in center so that I'm nourished, that I'm cared for, that I'm saying what needs to be said so that I can go and be where I'm called to go and be who I'm called to be.
Those are profound words. And as you're saying them, and I know that you have such passion about this, I wonder, why is it that you promote this way of life? Was there something in your background or what happened that said, aha, I've got to do this with my life?
You know, there were a few things that have fueled why this has become so important to me. One of them is really going back in time to my childhood. I grew up in a very disempowered environment where it was not safe. I experienced a lot of different types of abuses and saw things and experienced things little girls should never experience. And as I survived that environment, I gained the belief that I didn't matter, I'm not okay, it's my fault. There must be something wrong with me. And what teaches us exists. And absolutely it was not safe to be seen and heard. And eventually I was rescued from that environment and planted into one where I could actually bloom and grow. And I discovered that those are actually lies, not truth. I discovered that I was actually beautifully and wonderfully made, that I mattered, and that it was safe to be seen and heard. And that's the part that has been the longest part of my journey, because it's one thing to know that intellectually, philosophically, it's very different to be it, live it, and know it. Mm-hmm. And so I look out in the world, and I see so many men and women still believing the lies, that they don't matter, that they're not okay, that they're just here to make others more comfortable, and they're left to exist, and I want them to know the truth, that they are actually beautifully, wonderfully made, absolutely needed, a precious treasure, worthy of being taken care of, nourished, and in the sense of.
You had such deep hurt as a child, and yet you were able to turn that around and not live in that, and to be able to come out of it and then share the goodness that you did learn with others in the world. See, that's empowering, and that's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
So those deep hurts as a child, it's one thing to be an adult and be hurt because you can kind of climb out of that. But as a little person, and that's all that you know, how does a little one learn to get past that?
Yeah, I had a lot of people walk beside me. And something I have learned in this life is it is not a solo journey. We are not here to figure it all out on our own. And when I moved into that new environment, people invested truth in me. They invested love in me. They would cheer me on. And in fact, I had several grandmothers that invested a lot in me, and as women, not just as these grandmother figures, but they really walked beside me as women, letting me learn from them. And one of the profound lessons that one of my grandmothers taught me, and this was probably in my late 20s, I would guess, we had gotten disconnected through all the family trauma, and somehow she found me. I don't know how she found me, but she did. She left a message on my machine and said, you know, this is your grandma. I don't know if you remember me, but I would love to reconnect with you. And I want you to know, even if you're not comfortable reconnecting, I understand, but please know I'm cheering for you in life. I want everything imaginable that's good, as supportive and powerful and a blessing in your life, and I am always lifting you up and wishing you the best for it has to offer. I do hope you'll reach out. And I did. And she and I became close, where we could feel when it was time to connect with one another. We had become that kind of a closeness, the relationship was formed. And my grandmother was housebound at this point. She had multiple strokes, was losing the vision in one of her eyes, and had this positive, infectious attitude about life. And I remember she would end every conversation this way, Rebecca, you know my health is fragile. And I would say, yes, Grandma, I know. And I can go at any moment, and that was true. So I want you to promise me something. A little bit of guilt. I'm like, okay, Grandma, I trust you. Yes, I promise. I want you to promise me that you will take care of my granddaughter, which was me. And I made that promise every single call. And one day, it was our last conversation. And we ended it the same way. And she really instilled this in me because I was so good at moving forward so quickly, crossing things off my list, taking care of everyone else to the point where I was depleted to my detriment. I would go so far in that she instilled this constant reminder in the highs in life and the lows in life to allow myself time to process on the cellular level, to treat myself like my own best friend. And I've been able to share that wisdom and advice with many, many people, heart to heart, life by life, and around the world, and now I'm sharing it with you. And that is wisdom that my grandmother has given to me to share. So remember to be our own best friend and to take care of ourselves so we don't get to that point of burnout and depletion.
Thank you for sharing that, because now I think I get it. You know, I understand you a lot more and understand why you're so passionate about what you do. And what a gift that she gave you, not through any extravagant means other than just being there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And what a lesson we can learn from that if we know of other people, just to be there for somebody and raise them up. So let's get into the nuts and bolts of all of this. Now that we understand where you're coming from, maybe you can help the rest of us. Why is it so important that we share now and not someday?
Because tomorrow is not guaranteed. We have today. We have this moment in time. And I plan on tomorrow. I always hope for tomorrow. I look forward to tomorrow. But what I know for sure is we have right now. And I think sometimes we feel that pull at our heart, and we wait till we feel more comfortable, or till we think it's a better time, or someday I'll do that, someday I'll do this. And we keep getting ready to get ready, and yet there are all these things that we could be doing, that lives we could be touching if we would honor that today, when we have that pull on our heart, when we have that, you know, quiet, still quiet voice come up within us, oh, I should do this, or I should place that call, or I want to reach out to that person. I want to invite you to listen to that and take action on it today. Because if we keep putting it off, we keep making it, someday you may never get to it, or it may be too late. And I really want to encourage you that life is so precious. These moments we have are so precious. Each of you listening are so precious. And I really want to encourage you to honor those nudges. Honor that I want to connect with somebody in this way, and to take that step and do it when you have the moment and you have now.
Right. It's almost as if we're hiding from it. So how do you feel that many of us are hiding?
We can hide in so many ways. I want to confess, I am intimately acquainted with hiding. And I know what it's like to face that, and I know what it's like to come through it. And we can hide in the public eye. I did that for many, many, many years, traveling across the country, speaking about financial matters. I was a financial expert. That's what I did. And I worked with leadership teams. I worked with individuals and really empowered them around money. But if you really asked who I was, you wouldn't have known. You would just know me as that number lady or the financial lady, because I was hiding behind my credentials, I was hiding behind the role that I played, I was hiding behind my uniform, my company, my organization. You didn't really know who I was, what I cared about. So you can hide in the public eye, and then you can hide in our roles that we have as mothers, daughters, wives, a role that we might have in a function that we have or in our work. And that's only one dimension of who we are. People who have made the greatest impact in my life are those who have actually been willing to let me see more of their dimension, not just the role that they play, but more of the facets of who they are. That is what has impacted me the most in my life. And I think one of the richest gifts that we can give anyone in our life is to be willing to let them actually see who we are, what we care about, what our quirks are, what's different and unique about us. That creates richness and connection. And I want to invite you, especially if you are someone called to connect with others, called to serve others. It can be in speaking. It can be in the work that you do. Perhaps it's even your families. We can get caught up in our roles. I want to encourage you to be willing to lead the way, to actually take off some of that protective gear that we can wear in the hiding behind our roles, so they actually can see you and feel you and know who you are as a person. That in itself is a rich, rich gift. Mm-hmm.
And I think we can all relate to that, Rebecca. I think we all hide to some degree, maybe not with everyone, but, you know, as you're saying that, I'm thinking of situations where I know I do that as well. So how can we come out of hiding and shine?
It is step by step, and it's a choice. We get to choose every day, throughout the day, how we're going to be. Who am I going to be? Am I going to put that protective layer on, or am I going to breathe deeply and share who I am? I believe it's really being purposeful, and it's important that we have a support system around us, that we build that into our lives, because it is not a solo journey. Having people that are going to cheer you on, not for perfection, but for connection, that you were willing to connect in this way. You were willing to be authentic and real. And they're going to lean into that and celebrate it with you. You can find tools and resources and platforms, shows like this, that are leaning into you to empower you on your journey. So important to feed into you as you're going out into the world. Those are just some steps that you can take to come out of hiding and shine. Mm-hmm. And Pat, I have a quick story that dropped in my heart, if you're okay with me.
Sure.
This is worth sharing. I was thinking about this coming out of hiding and the different facets. And I have this quirk that when I was becoming a speaker and traveling more, and I knew I was stepping out in a bigger way, that I felt like needed to be eliminated. And I hired one of the most expensive coaches I've had. He was amazing. Traveled, a big investment. And I came with a list of things that he needed to fix about me to be a speaker. And at the very top of my list was he had to do something about my laugh.
Oh.
Oh. I felt it was absolutely not very professional. It didn't have the way a laugh I thought should be if I'm going to go out there and connect as a speaker. And he looked at me and he said, Rebecca, I think you have a misunderstanding around an asset and liability. He said, an asset is something that actually people remember about you, they lean into. It makes them smile. They feel connected with you, because that's what your laugh does. If anything, do it more. And he says what you need to worry about as a liability are things that interfere with your message, that make it where they can't hear. He goes, your laugh is not that. That's the point of connection. That's a point, a spark that people are drawn to, and it's contagious, and they lean into. That's the sort of thing that forms connection. That's what it's about, going out there in the world. That was one of the most powerful lessons that he taught me and held that space for and spoke that truth into me. So I just want to turn that back around on all of us. What are some of those things that are kind of different about us that we maybe think are a little weird because no one else is like that, and we are, and it stands out, and we're not sure what to do about that? I want to invite you maybe to look at it a little bit differently. Perhaps that's actually a gift that helps you stand out, that helps people actually see you and connect with you.
Oh, so glad you brought this up, because I said to you right before we went on air, I said, Rebecca, I love your laugh. It makes me want to laugh as well. So thank you for sharing that, because now I'm going to ask everybody to embrace your quirks. How's that?
Oh, thank you.
We're going to have to sit back after this show and everybody take a moment when it's over and think about what's quirky about you, and then give it a hug and hang on to it. And you said something else important. We don't want perfection, but for connection. So you were saying a lot of important things right now, and I'm so glad you talked about your laugh. I love it, and I know everyone listening does as well. So keep it up.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, now we're talking about coming out of hiding and how to reveal ourselves and being authentic. Does it really matter if we choose to show up and to be seen and heard?
Absolutely. Underlined, yes. It absolutely matters, because there is no one else like each and every one of you. We all have a unique mixture of experience and gifts and a way that we are made and designed, the lives that we've lived to this point, we have all of that mixed beautifully and powerfully within us. No one else has that. And that's why I believe it is so important that you share the gift of who you are, that whole beautiful mixture with the world. This is how we can make a positive difference in our lives and those around us. It's heart by heart. It's life by life. It's sharing what we have learned. It's sharing our quirks, our brilliance with others, and being willing to entrust them with that, form that connection. But it is a choice that we get to make each and every day. And I really want to empower us to live a life on purpose and with purpose, that we're saying, yes, today I'm going to show up. Today I'm going to share who I am. I'm willing to share what I care about with another, what I have learned with another. That is a rich gift to the world.
It is, and to yourself. Now, you authored a book, and I love the title of this book because it goes along with what we're saying. The book title is I Will. Will you say yes and figure out the how later? So why don't you share some of your thoughts on that idea of how we could say yes and figure out the how later?
And this was a lesson I had to learn, and I'll tell you, it was hard because I'm a multiple generation planner to the core. And so I like to know how I'm going to do these things. If I say yes to this, how is it going to happen? I like to have plan A, B, C, D, and E, just in case. We need alternate plans. My natural wiring and what my mind does and enjoys doing it. Love to build plans and strategies. I enjoy that. And what I found is when I'd have opportunities presented to me, I wouldn't always know if it was a yes or no. So I would try to figure out the plans both ways, and then I would get completely bogged down in planning and trying to make all these things happen without ever pausing to really ask if I should be doing it in the first place. Is it a yes or a no? And I was taught a really powerful technique of being able to bring the wisdom of all of us in, mind, body, soul, and spirit, in making decisions. And it made life so much easier. And actually, it's interactive. If I could have everyone stand up, could we do it really fast?
Sure.
Cool, okay. Take an interactive moment here. So we stand up. Take a really big belly breath. Just to kind of relax. And what you do is you ask a question. And you have your weight equally on the front and the back of your feet. Your knees are soft. And you just ask the question. It used to be a yes or no question. But here's the question. Should I listen to the rest of this amazing show? And hopefully we all got a yes. And this is how you'll know what a yes is. You're going to feel the weight of your body shift to the balls of your feet. You'll almost feel like this upward pull, kind of a lightness and excitement, and a leaning forward of your body. That's a yes. And if you got the opposite answer, a no, what you're going to feel is actually the weight shift in the back of your heels. It's almost like you're being pushed and crushed down and tipped over. That's a no. And I have found this works from everything to supplements in the store to really making major decisions in my life, a yes or a no. And I can even do it when I'm prioritizing. Is this a yes right now, or is it a yes later? And I'm able to, in a sense, right-size my plate of what I'm saying yes or no to by that simple exercise. Then I can figure out the how, and it becomes much cleaner. And so often our how is not revealed until after we make that commitment, yes or no, as well. So the exercise is complete for anyone that's still standing. You can sit. But I wanted to just walk through that experience because it can really make a profound difference in what we're saying yes and no to in our life. And then I promise the yeses, when you have that willingness, the how will reveal itself, but frequently not until after we make that yes or no commitment.
I'm glad you brought that up and had everyone stand up. We had a guest, many months ago, Werner Brandmeier. We were talking about feng shui and geopathic stress and energy. And he suggested the same thing, where you stand up and, you know, kind of take that deep breath and ask that question to yourself mentally. And then your body responds. And so it's almost a natural energy pull. So, yeah, I think we all need to concentrate on that a little bit more. So then we can, we decide if we're going to say yes, and then the how will come later. Thank you for doing that.
My pleasure. Thank you for giving me the space to.
And now we've heard it here twice, folks. So we, you hear something once, then you hear it again. You've got to take it for some truth and start putting that into practice in your own life. So you, throughout your day, you help people shine and be their very best by offering presentations. And you have some exciting titles, Unmask Your Potential and You Are the Secret Ingredient. Talk a little bit about your efforts to help others and how folks can connect with you to accomplish this on their own.
I would be happy to. Thank you. Well, the central place you can go where you can connect with everything, all of the resources, is yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. That's my main website. And it's your, because it's your life, yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. And if you scroll to mid-page, you're going to see a bunch of pictures that you can click on. And they all represent different types of resources that are available to you. Everything from our television channel, where we feature positive transformational programming really designed to feed into our viewers, to really support them on this journey in life. And that's Empowered Connections TV. But you'll see where you can click directly on that. You already get to listen to our amazing radio show. So you already have access to that through Pat and her powerful, powerful network that she makes available to so many of you. And then you'll also find where you can click on books and resources. And this is a way where we have downloadable resources, many of them free, to support you on your journey. Everything from books and tools and reports and resources. Because just as I had people feed into me, I'm very committed to feeding into each of you on your journey. So any of you that are looking for that encouragement on your journey, I encourage you to check out our site, yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. And if something has touched your heart that we've shared with you today and you'd like to have a deeper conversation, I would be honored to. And you can actually set up a time to speak with me at Meet, like having a meeting, Meet with Rebecca.com, and you'll be able to directly schedule a time. I would love to support you on your journey, and I just want to encourage you that you are so needed in this world, exactly as you are right now, not someday, but right now, exactly as you are.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. So the website is yourpurposedrivenpractice.com, but if you would like a discovery session with Rebecca, you can head over to meetwithrebecca.com. And this is all tied into our health. And when we take care of who we are, then we have improved health. And so I really do encourage everyone listening to head over to those sites. And they're just rich with all kinds of information. And you could spend a day on your website, Rebecca, or longer. Well, now, is there anything we missed that you'd like to talk about today, or any kind of final words that you would like to part with?
Feeling into that. And what's really being laid on my heart is to encourage each of you to take a moment today, and it can be 30 seconds to 2 minutes, to really pause, take a deep breath, and just decide, who is it I choose to share with the world today? Who is it? And what is it that I need to do that? And then do it. Go out there. Be willing to share just a little bit more of who you are. And if you need support, lean into whatever that is, that wisdom that's spoken on your heart that will encourage you for the day. Sometimes, frequently, I find we move so quickly, we forget to pause and listen to ourselves, to what it is we need, and what we're wanting to share with others. I encourage you to build that into your life, starting today, 30 seconds to 2 minutes. really taking that moment just for you. Make that decision and lean into taking care of you and bringing the gift of you.
Rebecca, you are such a beautiful person. I just feel so blessed that we had the opportunity to meet and that I now can share you with all of our listeners. Maybe we need a big laugh from you before we end so we can...
No pressure. Well, thank you.
There we go. It's a laugh on command, folks. If that doesn't make you smile, then we just need to stop right here and there. Rebecca, you're awesome. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.